This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This Shrine Friday is continuing in Connellville at the Knights of Columbus. Oh, by the way, a little breaking news. The Senate has passed the CR this afternoon, sending it to the White House well ahead of the midnight deadline. It passed 54 to 46. One Republican stayed a no. That was Senator Rand Paul, who called it a continuation of Biden spending levels, which it kind of is. But they're trying to work things out. It was Democrat Gene Shaheen and Angus King from Maine. Gene Shaheen is from New Hampshire. They crossed over on final passage. So we did avoid a shutdown moving forward, which is good news. We had a great visit with Congressman Bob Onder. Jane is hanging out here. Sue Thomas, Fred the Hall of Famer. I think that Steve Ellman, the St. Charles County executive, is going to make his way out here as well before the end of the hour. But my friend Chris Smith is here. Chris is like 8 minutes away from where we are in Cottleville. He has long been chronicled as a kind of a connection to this show because of what happened to him a few years back in Farmersville, Illinois. He was shot in the head when the woman he was with was shot dead that night. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing very well, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm good. And you have, he's got a book coming out this summer.
Good for you.
Yes, I do. It's titled My Fatal First Date, and it's set to launch in June. Yeah. And it's Mark's already seen the cover. And
here, Jane, look, I think
he's got a chapter.
Do I have a whole chapter in that book? Here, here's the cover. My Fatal First Date, a true life story of survival, tragedy, inspiration, triumph, and faith in my friendship with Mark Reardon. That's on the subtitle, too.
I didn't see that part. I didn't see the Mark Reardon part.
That's because it's not there.
It's in Mark's head, but that's okay. He can take it.
That's fine.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing this because you and I have long talked about how you would share your story. And he's had a lot of success. And I don't know when it finally kicked in, but you were very frustrated that people weren't attracted to this story. And then all of a sudden, you would admit in the fall, it kind of came together. Maybe last summer, because that's when 48 Hours was interested.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And you've been a huge part of helping me get this out here, Mark. I mean, not to toot your horn. I know your head is as big as mine, but you know.
Right.
But you've been tremendous in helping me get this out, brother, and I'm forever indebted to you. So that's why I gave you 15 minutes on 48 Hours, and you got a chapter in the book. So
I love it. I love it. Well, look, it is an incredible story.
It is an incredible story.
48 Hours had to tell a lot of the story without really getting to your part because you want it to be a mystery, and it is a mystery. But then, you know, the rest of the story that you'll chronicle in the book, and they should even probably do a follow-up on 48 Hours, is your you know, fight to get back to your physical self. Right, Chris?
Yes, my recovery is a major part of the story. And the book has everything from, it's all the details that 48 Hours can put in there.
Right.
You know, as far as my recovery and whatnot. But
well, address some of that, because you've even had, like, some stem cell treatments. You're trying.
Yeah.
We should back up a little bit. You were shot in the head. You still have a part of a bullet in your head. You went through several strokes. You had a lot of operations.
Yes.
You were paralyzed from the waist down almost completely at one point, right?
Yes, on my left-hand side, yes. And I'm still partially, and I did have a first round of stem cells back on November 11th of 24. And everything was going great. Recovery was doing excellent. And I had been on seizure medication because I still had suffered from what they call photosynthesis seizures.
Okay.
If I look at screens too long or certain things will set them off. So this doctor that is no longer employed by me wasn't checking my blood levels and gave me Dilantin toxicity, and it basically killed all the new neural pathways that were created from my knee down below. So my ankle and foot are basically maybe about 10% functioning now. So I'm going for another round of stem cells come up here in April or May. And this coming Sunday, next Sunday, the 23rd, they're doing a big old benefit at Wente's in Chesterfield. Sorry for the shameless plug, but...
That's great.
And they have got my old band Driver that we played all in the 90s and early 2000s around St. Louis. So we're getting together for a little reunion show. And a whole bunch of other people are going to be there. But it's going to be a great time. Come out and bring cash, because all the cash that's spent at the bar goes to me. And they're doing raffles. They're doing my mother. I mean, my family support and friends have been great throughout this whole thing. So, but it's going to be a big old party at Wente's in Chesterfield next Sunday, from noon to 6 p.m., so come on out, people.
Wow.
You've also developed some relationships with some folks, even our friend John O'Leary here in St. Louis, that have gone through similar experiences.
Yes.
And maybe our motivational speakers, et cetera, something else you're also interested in, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm definitely. I have a website also. It's called ChrisSmithMotivatingYou.com. Come check it out, and you can message me, and I, you know, respond to my messages on there, and... So I'm here to, I'm still alive. God gave me a second shot at life. So I'm here to help, inspire, motivate, and restore faith in people, and do anything I can do to help people out, especially recovering from strokes and TBIs.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, did you have a lot of anger, and how did you process that?
I've always been angry. Ask Martin.
That's true.
Well, he's angry, yeah. So.
We share that common bond.
In the beginning, yes, I really did.
How could you not?
I mean, yeah, I woke up paralyzed, and I was like, what the heck? I was like...
What happened? Yeah.
Exactly.
I just happened to be there.
I can't say what I said. On the radio, my book, all the quotes. But, yeah, it's still surreal, Jane. I'm, you know, maybe, like, wake up and be like, hey, you know...
Did this happen? Right.
Yeah, it's...
Did you tell me, though, at one point, like
crazy.
In the fall, that you, because he doesn't really remember, you did not testify at the trial because
no.
you couldn't, you didn't have any memory of what happened,
no.
but have you had some
I
memory
had
come back?
I had something come back. Well, I don't know if it was really memory, but I, something clicked, and I literally heard like a click, and I felt something going through my head. It's the only thing I can remember. It wasn't painful, but it just was like a hot sensation. Only thing I remember. That was it.
Wow. What was the first thing you remember when you woke up?
When I woke up.
That's a good question.
I remember passing my neighbor's house on the way home from work that afternoon, looking at my dash. It said 4:45 p.m., and that voice we all have in our head, I don't know if you want to call it instinct. My preacher said, pastor said it's the Holy Spirit, but the voice we all have, you know, it said, don't go out, stay home. Don't go out, stay home.
Oh, wow.
And that was the last thing I remembered.
Isn't
what
that
about
amazing?
The first thing you remember, though?
Well, yeah, what do you remember?
I'll say that was the last thing I remember from that day.
Oh, okay.
So that was my first memory.
So you're like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I look at the wall. I'm like, why am I in St. Louis? Why am I, you know?
Who told you what happened?
The nurses.
Wow.
Yeah. And
do you remember that? You remember nurses when you first were?
I was screaming, what the, you know what, top of my lungs. Freaking out, couldn't feel my body. They came rushing in. They said, Chris, calm down. You're shot in the head. I said, what the?
Yeah, how is that possible?
And they said, you're shot in the head by Leslie's ex-boyfriend. I said, I don't know Leslie. I didn't know her. I really didn't know her.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, it was crazy. And then I have one other memory, and you can all call me crazy, but it's not crazy because I have proof. There were four angels with me when that happened, because one of them gave me a message to tell my mother to prove that I had proof that it really did happen. Wow. And I shared that message with her. And now,
you told me about that. That's
something I could not have ever possibly known.
Yeah.
Because it was something that had happened when I was 8 years old that I was privy to.
That's
amazing. I believe it.
I do, too.
Definitely have. I've seen the other side. And I'll tell you one thing.
You go through different dimensions.
It's very beautiful.
Hey, speaking of very beautiful, your bride-to-be is sitting next to you this afternoon,
yep.
Michelle,
she's my angel on earth.
Yeah.
Yes. What's up, honey?
We should share that story. This is an important part of the story in your recovery, right? And her portion of it.
Yes.
I'm sure she'll be written about in the book. And when do you guys have a date for the wedding?
September 6th of this year.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And you're invited. I need your address, though. I know where you live at, but I can't remember how to get there.
I think he's talking to you, Jane.
Probably.
I'm talking to you, Mark.
You know my rule on weddings, don't you?
Oh,
if
no.
you don't invite me, I'll give you a bigger gift so I don't have to come to the wedding.
No, we're torturing you.
That's a great deal, isn't
we're
it?
We're torturing you.
He's a charmer.
Yeah, really, really. Lance Romance over here.
Oh, whatever. By the way, it's my anniversary today, speaking of
Oh, what'd you do, buy a vacuum?
Well, you know what's funny is I
can't
tell you.
Better bring us a fish.
Here's the thing. I cannot tell you what I did, but when I do tell you what I did, you're going to mock me and laugh and say, you really did that for your wife, but she's going to appreciate it. So I'll just say that, but I can't tell you.
As long as
it's
for her.
I'm listening.
As long as it's
for her. I didn't even think I told you this yesterday, did I, Sue?
Because I would have.
It would
remembered
fall along
that.
The lines of one of the more unique anniversary presents that
All
someone
right. well, good
perhaps
for you.
Could potentially get. Chris, great to see you. Michelle, great to see you. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you very much, brother.
I think your
appreciate
mom's
this
only
all.
Here to try to finally get a Mark Rubin Show T-shirt.
Oh she's yeah, she's holding you to that.
Whining
she
about
said, two
that
years
for a
late,
long
brother.
Time.
Two
I don't know
years
if we have.
Late.
She may have to
mine.
Take
Wait,
the one off of
before
Jane's.
Before he goes, I got a shirt in my car. I'll give you mine, hon.
Before he goes, Chris, you look good.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
great.
We just wanted to say that to you because we've seen you throughout these years, and you really
hey Chris,
look good.
You've really looked like crap. But you look
good.
Now.
Fat,
that's what
man.
I
good
heard there from
this
Sue.
Medication they got me on. It's
oh,
killing
please.
Me.
Mark,
you
is
look
it?
Good, dude. He was telling me
he
I gained weight. You look great.
No,
well,
look
we're
really
both
do.
Vain. I never thought I'd meet another man as vainer than I am, but Mark Rubin is vain.
Oh, yeah,
than
I've got
I am,
you covered there.
Wow.
I'd hit the bell if I could.
I'm self-aware.
Truth bombs.
You're right.
Truth bombs.
All right, hey, we'll see
you. Thank
ya.
You, Ethan.
All right, love you, brother.
We
appreciate
got
it, guys.
Another friend that has
Thank
dropped
you.
By here, the St. Charles County Executive, Steve Ellman. How are you, Steve? And do me a huge favor. My note for all my guests is get real close to that microphone, and we'll get you some headphones right here. Yeah, put those on. They might be too loud, though. That's what I'm worried about. Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Are those too loud? Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Hi, Sue, Jane.
Get real,
Mark,
real close
how you
to
doing?
That mic
yeah.
right up there.
Good
yeah.
to see you.
We're doing good. We love Cottleville. We're glad
well,
to be here.
I was running late, but I was listening to the show on the way out.
Yeah. Well I was late, too, so I cannot judge.
Yeah, she was like a half an hour late
I was like
the
25
table.
Minutes late.
Well,
I was, I won't ever get over it.
I was listening to my congressman.
Yes.
He did a good job. And I'm very proud of our two senators.
Yes.
From St. Charles County.
Yes.
Nick Schroer.
Yes.
Okay.
Nick is our angel.
He's a hero.
He is. He has been with us on citizen board control, the police department, since day one.
Well, it's been, what, 3 years now?
It's actually been five. Was
five
the first
years?
Time we,
That's
the
first time you put it in?
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it went
and,
back that far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was
we
before
Tashar?
Yeah.
We actually put it in the last
yeah.
year
okay.
of London.
Well,
Lida,
well, you know,
Lida was terrible, so I get it.
You know who the other senator from St. Charles is a hero? Is Senator Shaheen. On the way out here, you said that she voted for the CR.
Yeah, is she from here? I
look
didn't
at,
know that.
Look at her.
Jean Shaheen is
yeah.
from
born.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, St. Charles, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look
at that.
He was born in 1947 in St. Charles,
that.
Missouri.
There
now,
you go.
You know,
yeah,
if
she
she'd have grown up here, she's only 3 years older than I am, so I probably would have known her. So they must have moved away pretty quick.
Yeah.
But you know, she's got
she's got the Missouri roots.
Good roots.
Hey,
good
by
roots.
The way, so does Jasmine Crockett. You want to take ownership of her, Jane?
or Maxine Waters? No. Is,
yeah,
Maxine
Waters
is from St.
Oh, I didn't know that
yeah.
one either. Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
All right, so what's
yeah,
going
so.
On in St. Charles County? Let's talk about I-70 and all
oh,
that
I
mess out
this.
There. Whenever
help
we talk
is
to you
on
about
the way.
This,
help is
yeah.
on the way.
I don't know.
Is it?
You see my billboard? We got a county put up a billboard.
No.
Okay, good.
Near where we're going to break ground here in a week or two. And it says, help's on the way. Thank
Great.
You, Missouri Legislature
good.
And MoDOT.
And what's going to happen?
Well, what's going to happen is, you know, we've waited here a year, 18 months. We could have got started on the bridge over the... you
the
know,
river?
over the problem. No, over yeah. the railroad bridge.
Oh, the railroad
over,
bridge.
Over
yeah.
the thing. You know, you got going west from St. Charles.
Wait, what
you
do you call
squeeze
that whole?
Under.
You call that whole thing?
We call it the curve.
The curve.
The
yeah,
curve.
We curve. And I've been saying this for years.
Right.
You know, we're the gateway to the west. But if you go west from St. Louis, you got to squeeze under.
Yes, you
a railroad bridge on two lanes, and it doesn't work.
Right.
So anyway, we could have started that 18 months ago, and maybe had it almost finished by now. But we'd had to tear everything up. And then as
right.
soon as that was finished, we'd have to tear it up again for another 18 months.
Oh, wow.
So we're doing the whole thing. We say we.
Right.
MoDOT
yeah.
is doing the whole thing, and we're going to do the extra lane on
I-64.
Yep.
We're
okay.
going to do a whole new intersection with flyovers for people going from 64
And
west
you can
on
see,
70.
If you're
Amen.
Going through that area right now, you'll see they've cleared out all the
yeah.
trees and the debris,
yes.
and it's just
yeah.
a big, you know, clay pot right now.
And it's about time.
MoDOT.
Right.
Bought the right-of-way for that at least 20 years ago.
Oh, and so they knew this was coming.
Yeah, we knew this was going to have to be done eventually. But then, more importantly, you got when you get under there, instead of two lanes, there'll be four in each direction.
Perfect.
But before, what you'd have done is you'd have gotten through there and you'd have got to the next intersection, and then it would have narrowed down to two lanes. And it's all you
would have accomplished. Which defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah. It's all you would accomplish was moving the bottleneck another 1,000 yards down the road.
Which is a
waste. At the same time, now they're going to put the third lane all the way out to Warrington. They're going to get to Forestell and do a whole new intersection at Forestell. Yeah. So, you know, this is, you know, when I first started this, the big transportation problem 30 years ago, 35 years ago, was across the river in our city because people couldn't get across the river.
Right.
If we can get this done before I leave office,
we will
get everything done out to Forestell, and after that, it's Warren County's problem.
That's exactly right.
Now, not to focus on the negative here, but when you have, you know, situations like this, sometimes there's traffic delays. So if, for example, people are coming from St. Louis, they're trying to get...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
To Columbia or Jeff City or something like that, there's going to be delays, right?
There's going to be delays. The good news, if we want to be parochial for a moment, is only 17% of the people in that backup every afternoon are actually from St. Charles County. 17% of them get off at one of the next three exits, okay?
Okay.
I'm hoping that they will figure out a different way.
Traffic mitigation.
A different way to get to to get to their homes.
Yes.
Either up 61 or, you know, get off of I-64 before you get there. I think the local people can figure it out.
I would hope they would have already started that.
I believe they will.
But they'll be forced.
Surprised. Remember when we had the problem with on Election Day with people voting early?
Yeah.
And they had lines backed all the way up out on the highway?
Right.
You know, I kept asking myself, you know, there's three ways to get to that. You don't all have to go the same way.
Everybody follows the leader,
but people
though.
Are
habit.
Creatures of habit.
Yep.
And, yeah, if you're living in Wentzville, look at a map and see if there isn't another way to get around that. But the people that are headed west, yeah, it's going to take them longer for a while.
Well, and how long will it take?
Well, the whole thing isn't going to be done until 28.
Okay.
Good 3 years.
Yeah. But, you know, hopefully we can get enough done. And like I say, we can get the people under the bridge.
I was going to say, that would help a lot.
That would help us in the county. It won't help the people headed to Columbia.
Right.
Or Kansas City.
Right. Is this how are we paying for this? How are you paying for this? Are there federal? There's federal money, though,
we are
right?
paying for this. Yeah, I mean, there was an increase in the gasoline user fee. Okay,
right.
Several years
user
ago.
User fee.
It's a user fee.
That's right,
that a tax.
Steve.
I noticed you didn't call that
gas. Gas. You know, petroleum is not a gas. It's a liquid, and it's not a tax. It's a user fee.
You and I are on the same page on that. I think you know that. Yes.
Okay.
So thank you.
That's part paying for it, and the other is ARPA money.
ARPA,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what thanking the legislators.
Yeah.
Because Governor Parson proposed it. They approved it.
Yep.
Lincoln Huff was one of the people who pushed it through.
Yep, he's a budget
And I
chair.
Told him when we broke ground on something out there last year, I said, like Nebraska, now we have our own Lincoln Highway.
That's right.
When this thing gets finished,
yeah.
right?
No, he did. He protected you.
Yeah.
So all right. That helped. One final question here about some politics in the city. your friend Tashara
only one
Jones,
only one question.
But your friend Tashara Jones might not be in office in a couple of weeks. What would you have to say about that? You've butted heads with her, but I think you get along as well.
No,
don't you?
We
have different views.
Yeah, I butted head with Democrats all the time when I was in Jeff City, and. Yeah, we could butt heads
policy.
In the afternoon and go out and have a beer together that
Absolutely.
Night.
It does appear.
Now, I haven't had a beer with Tashara yet.
Yeah, but it appears as if her time is up.
It appears that
yes.
way.
Yes.
And, you know, I still want to thank you because at East West Gateway, County Executive Elman was actually looking out for the citizens of the city of St. Louis and the region, by the way, saying, you know, this crime plan has to actually include policing. It doesn't. The crime plan does not include policing. And that was because we have Tashara Jones.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to?
Yeah, well, and Sam
but
we, Page.
But we're going to have social workers.
We have social workers,
but no new cops. That was my biggest fight with her.
Yes, and he was. And thank you for calling that out because he said, "Well, if you're if for every social worker you add, can I add a police officer?"
I remember that.
Oh no,
we talked about it
and
a
that
year
was
ago.
Megan
no.
Green wouldn't have that
yeah.
either.
Yeah,
right.
So that I think that whole dynamic is going to change for you real soon.
I think we're going to have fun the next couple years, and like I've been saying, we're doing great in St. Charles County.
Yep.
But if we don't get the region going here,
right.
it's just a matter of time.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of time.
You know what? I have some optimism. I really do.
I do.
There's
I feel
well,
change.
Happening in the
I'm
city.
Telling you, with Governor Keogh in that office, it's the most optimistic I've been about the future of the state. In the last 30 years.
I've heard that. I don't know if that's a good thing. I've heard that from a lot of Democrats, too, Steve. But
no,
thank you for
my
coming
Democratic
out here. I appreciate
like
it. Yeah, I know. Well, that's you know,
a
that
good
makes
thing.
Some of us nervous, though. Great to see you, Steve Elman.
Okay.
Awesome to have you. We're going to take one more break. We're coming back. We have audio cut of the day, a little update on the Players' Championship as well. We're live in Cottleville at the Fish Fry at the Knights of Columbus Hall on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.